I want to talk about three things that we sometimes do, whether you're volunteering for something or whether you're going to say you're going to do something. These are the things I think we need to get rid of when it comes to the way that we view and value our word and doing the right thing. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. When was the last time that you applied for a job? Or you were waiting on a promotion? Or you just were waiting for someone to get back to you because you had sent them a text and they just don't respond. Does that not drive you crazy? I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I know is a trigger for me, is when people don't respond. Today, I would love to talk to you about two core values I think are critical to having the greatest, most authentic life. You want to hear what they are? Drum roll, please. Responsibility and integrity. Well, you know, those two words are thrown around a lot, right? Don't you see those two words, those two values? I see them everywhere in value statements, right? I see them at elementary schools. I see them everywhere. But the reality is hardly anyone is living responsibility and integrity. You know, I feel this is just so critical because, you know, I've come to know why this is such a true value for me, right? And I think it's because I know it's because when I was younger, I just really never had anyone seeming like they were following through with what they said they were going to do. Right? I felt like there were a lot of broken promises in my life. There were a lot of people saying, okay, you're going to have this, and then I didn't get it. And it just stuck with me. I just saw a person saying one thing and then doing another. I was always that kid who would be at church and we would be talking about responsibility and integrity through, like, the Word of God, let's say, for example. And they would say, well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And then right when we get in the car, someone cuts you off and boom, someone's getting mad and getting, you know what I mean? It's just this whole big identity gap. And I think we talked about this in a previous podcast. And I want to really talk about this again. How many of you have had that childhood where you just felt like you were told one thing and then another happened? That's a huge, huge factor for responsibility. And I want to share that recently, I'll say recently at the time of this podcast, it may not be that recently, but I was really, you know, I spent a lot of time mentoring. Y'all know this is what we do to live our greatest life. And mentoring is something that I believe is so critical. Because I need our young people to know, and this is 10 and 11 and 12 years old, and we're talking like this. And the thing I said to them is, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. Because if you don't do it, and you do it often, it's called lying to yourself and to others. And that rolls into integrity, right? And I told them, I said, here's one thing that will keep you on the up and up. Doing what is right. And how do you know what's right? Well, you know what's right when it's right. And then they're looking at me like, because you gonna know it's right. And the truth is we all know the truth. And I believe we were born with the truth in us. The key is we begin to look at what's fancy, pretty, quick, easy, and we take shortcuts. Holla if you hear me. It's true, right? You take shortcuts, and then all of a sudden, it seems like if I do it this way, I get a quick response. But if you do it the right way, it might take longer, right? And in return, you begin to lie to yourself. And then what happens with some people, which happened to me when I didn't get what I wanted, or I saw this being repeated in my life, I became a chronic liar. A chronic liar. Acting like I was one thing, but doing another. I became what I saw. And I realized I didn't like that part of myself. And so in my adult life, I have worked really, really hard to be a person of integrity. I have been a person of responsibility. So what does that mean? And that means that, you know, I really look at people. And in any job I'm in, it doesn't matter if I'm in the human resources department or if I am at the front desk as a legal secretary when I was years ago, or if I'm talking to my husband or to my kids or anything. I really believe that at the end of the day, it's me against me. I'm the person who's responsible. And it's not like you're lying to God because he already knows. So don't act like, well, you know, I don't want to lie to God. Girl, you're lying to yourself, okay? So let's really know that these are things that we really... Are y'all picking up what I'm laying down? Are you picking up what I am laying down? So you could probably see this on LinkedIn, but I wrote an article. And a timestamp for this is, you know, this we're getting to the end of 2023, and if you're listening to this, it doesn't matter if we're at the end of 2023 or 2053. It doesn't matter. But I said these are three disrespectful, I called it what it is, disrespectful hiring tactics to dismiss in 2024. And I'm going to say dismiss them all the time. And I want to talk about three things that we sometimes do to people or to with circumstances, whether you're volunteering for something or whether you're going to say you're going to do something. These are the things that I think we need to get rid of when it comes to the way that we view and value our word and following up and doing the right things. So one of the things I said was an old script. I believe when you're hiring something or you're looking at, you know, bringing someone into your organization, whatever it is, I said, most times we say to ourselves that, I'm not going to follow up. I'm not going to do anything with this person, and I'm not going to respond to them right away. I'm going to make them sweat. I'm going to see what they're made of. You know, doesn't matter. And I say that stop doing that. Don't do that to people, right? If you know that someone is relying upon you, don't make them sweat. Don't make them wait. Do something. Follow up with them. And if you are in the HR department or if you're hiring someone into your organization, respond, right? Stop with this old, tired, lame tactics. I'm going to make them sweat. I'm going to make them understand what it's like. I'm going to see what they're made of. That's horrible. Stop doing that. Start treating people the way kind, inclusive people treat people, where people sense that they that they would belong on your team way before they are officially invited in. And if you're hearing this, I want you women leaders to know that we work for companies that really value people. And if you're doing this when you're like hiring people, I really want you to question if you have a real, true diversity, equity, inclusion strategy that works, or is it all words? So think about that. Another thing I think happens a lot to people is we say things like, I'm too busy. You know, I'm too busy. I can't do that. Or I'm, you know, I got this thing going on, that thing going on. Where in reality, oftentimes, let's just say, for instance, you've signed up to do something, you really know your schedule. You should know your schedule, right? Or let's just say, for instance, a person's applying for the job and you say, I'm too busy to respond to that. You know what I say to that? Absolutely not. You know what you are? Disorganized. And you lack the proper tools to be responsive to people. And you're prioritizing other tasks above being responsive. I mean, come on. You know, I know some of you guys are in the car going, yep, she right, hear, hear. That's right. There are way too many tools to help you be responsive to people. Set reminders for yourself. It's either that or you're just flat out disrespectful. Perhaps you've been hurt in the past, so you think treating people this way is a tactic, when in reality, it's tacky and it's bad business. So be responsive. Okay, so the last thing you might be saying is, they don't deserve my immediate attention. They're only a potential recruit, or I'm only volunteering for this, or I'm just doing it when I want to. Well, to that I say, listen to what I just said. And then I add to that, you lack emotional intelligence and love in your heart, and you should not be in charge of recruiting people or volunteering your time. Period. And then you could add on three T's at the end of period, and you could say, period, period. That's what the young girls tell me to say at my school. Basically, what that means is you're looking down on people or on the responsibility that you have in doing what you say you're going to do. So let's flip the script. Are y'all with me? Clap your hands if you're with me. So let me just say this. Let's just say you're really trying. You've made a few mistakes, and sometimes you're just completely overwhelmed. Okay, then I'm going to ask you to really rethink what you're doing, right? Perhaps you need to take a step back, look at your schedule, and say, I've over-committed myself, right? Maybe I'm a little too codependent on saying yes to things. And if you are a recruiter, you're in HR, or you're a person who's hiring someone, then maybe you need to ask your direct report for some tools to help you do your job better. And then if you're talking to someone, bringing them into your organization, tell them things like, it'll take so many days for me to respond, but trust me when I say I will respond. Okay? Because at the end of the day, you know what we're talking about? Respect to you and the person applying for the position, or to the people that you said that you are going to be there. You hear me? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? You cool? Okay. So let me close with this. I said what I said. I said what I said, and the doors of the church are closed. Amen and amen. So pass this along. Share this with the people that are in your tribe, in your community. Heck, even give it to the people in HR and those who are in charge of recruiting people. Hey, I dare you to give it to your boss. Well, I'm going to say, if you need some help and you fear talking like this or saying things that are going to help you do your greatest work, you need to take my Speak Up and Rise quiz, sis. Okay? And that can help you share what's on your heart. Thank you for listening to me today. It's always a pleasure when you are with me on the Rise with Diana podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.